ātanāya tātān dē chāndō dē rīpē tā sāngjē bē tōngdā tā ngō bē tōngdā tā sāngjē chōngō mē bā tānyā gā tā bā sūnē sāngjē jī kī sūmbā yīnā tā shēlā shīhū yā rūwa tā tānyā māyā bē sāngjē tōngdā mō mō tā 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 sūndu bā tānyā tā 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 kāngyē gā tā ngā rūwa shēlā bjā jā yā
ཁྱི ཕྱད མི ཁྱི ཕྱི ཁྱི 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 ཁ
신의 바둥을 된다. 로제야 봐. 어떻게 답해? 선지 마셔봐. 어떻게 순전도? 내가 답해. 이시 제제. 그래봐. 어떻게 당연히나? 어떻게 해? 소소 그런 거다. 치라. 이시 대봐. 치시라 뉴벌라. 이시 대봐. 대신 마시라 됐어. 그래봐. 아, 이시 대봐면 되냐? 아, 치라 뉴에 때 깔아가버렸어. 나도 야, 나타야 말아. 내가 이제 소가서 치유, 그만 사치물을 보다 제대로 닦아요. 여말로. 아, 라바니에나? 딱, 제 내용도 가. 어떻게 해야 돼? 아니, 갖고 그랬어.
So, with this, we've completed the oral transmission of the Long Life Sutra, or the Amitāya Sutra. And as mentioned in the Sutra, this text was taught by Shakyamuni Buddha. This particular Sutra was taught by Shakyamuni Buddha to be for a text to be taught by one Buddha alone is of inconceivable blessings and benefit. However, not only that, but within the sutra, it mentions of this particular sutra being taught by innumerable Buddhas over uncountable eons of time. And so hence, one can even begin to imagine the amount of blessings that this text will this text contains. So therefore, one should recite this text with the most supreme faith, because in the text it mentions of the innumerable qualities and benefits of reciting or printing or copying this text, whereby one increases one's merits, purifies heavy negative karma, such as even the five uninterrupted negative karmas, and as well as the purifying all negative karmas, as well as accumulating innumerable merit, increasing our lifespan. Increasing our lifespan, as well as being able to be born in the Pure Land Sukhavati, and then being able to having been born in Sukhavati, being able to travel back and forth between the different Pure Lands of the Buddhas and so forth. So all the innumerable benefits as enumerated in the sutras, we'll be able to receive these benefits if we engage in the practice of this sutra with utmost faith. As I said, faith is the most important, so because it takes two hands to clap. And as well as in the traditional analogy is that the Buddha draws sentient beings towards the state of Buddhahood with his hook of compassion. However, from the side of disciples, from the side of the sentient beings to be tamed, that needs to be the ring of faith. Only when disciples have the ring of faith in their hearts are the Buddhas able to extend their hook of compassion and draw sentient beings towards the goal of Buddhahood. Hence, faith is of utmost importance. If we recite this text or engage in this practice with faith towards the benefits and the blessings of it, as mentioned in the text, then we'll truly receive the benefits as mentioned. 然后刚刚就是如是已经圆满了这个无量寿经的这个口传啊。然后因为这无量寿经里头呢提到就是这部经呢不只是佛说的哈，就是一尊佛所说的经典的话就如此不可思议的这个功德，更何况这个无量诸佛所说的这部经典里头记载呢，这部无量寿经是过去现在未来三世无量诸佛呢长远劫当中所说的同一部经啊，所以故此就是获得无边无量诸佛的这个加持。所以如果我们念诵这部无量寿经的话呢，就是能获得其中的这个功德利益呢，就是能尽除罪障甚至这个忤逆重罪呢都能够净化，然后此外呢就是也能获得诸佛的这个加持，然后能够天寿，然后也能在临终之后能够往生这个极乐世界呢，然后在这个极乐净土当中也能够到他方国土呢他方净土，然后获得诸佛的这个听闻诸佛的这个说法，然后能累积无量无边的这个福德。所以故此呢这部经有不可思议的这个加持力。那就是我们就是要击掌的话呢，拍掌必须有两只手啊，同样的在诸佛呢能够为了度化众生的话呢，必须众生方面呢弟子方面必须有这个强的这个信心啊。就是据说在传统的说法就是佛都是以这个大悲的这个钩啊来去引一些众生呢去向佛国位。那从弟子方面的话，众生方面必须要有这个信心的环啊，就是要有钩，然后要有环，佛就是以这个大悲钩呢引导一些众生去向佛果位，弟子方面众生方面必须有这个信心的环呢才能够被佛的这个大悲的这个钩呢所扣着，然后引导向这个佛果位。所以从弟子方面我必须要很强的这个信心呢，就尤其在念诵这部无量寿经的时候呢必须要很强的这个信心，然后才能够得到这个经中所做的种种的功德殊胜利益呢，如这个诸佛的加持等等。
我的这些啥让我借来给他你知道吧，在外面被门拿了对吧，在外面被门拿了隔壁去弄那些那些的啥人没吃饭就是对吧，啥人没吃饭就是那啥人要了新干单的啥人要了吧，这个没有厕所呢可能接着呗啊，我觉得对吧，我觉得啥人没吃饭就是吧，啥人没吃饭就是吧，就是这样的东西呢隔壁去对吧，要不这个嘛就是
So hence, Kensu Rinpoche here emphasizes once again upon the factor of faith, which is extremely important. It is said that in those who are faithless, the seed of Dharma does not sprout. One does not have the experience, enjoy the fruition of holy Dharma in the minds of those who are without faith. Just as a seed that is burnt, a seed that is burnt does not sprout or bear fruit. Likewise, the mind of the faithless are unable to give rise to the fruit of Dharma, pure holy Dharma. So therefore, faith is extremely important, as Kensu Rinpoche here stresses again. 然后这个信心呢 ，Kensu Rinpoche 在这里再重新强调了，再次强调就是这个信心的重要哈。就在经典里头讲到，就如这个被烧焦哈焦的这个种子呢，被焦的种子无法萌芽生根啊，无法开花结果。同样的，没有信心的，没有这个信心。的这个弟子众呢，他们在心中无法有这个正法的或者妙法的这个种子，无法开花结果萌芽生根啊，所以因此呢信心是非常重要的。
啊对了，他的我们没论拒绝的是吧，台湾也是搞那七个说的吧，七个说的我们这个爸爸姐阿妈姐爸爸姐不过姐两个送办中国的。所以我们在阿妈的所有的钱就可笑死，对吧？反正不得给钱说啥的，他朋友嘛来出钱的了，那等于他看见阿妈的这个就是，他肯定说嘛，干脆说，反正放那老有亲戚说些啥的，他就现在说大姐，反正就是人或者直接咋说我说的，对阿妈的对，哦，所有的钱也是拿不着，反正给他拿后面的钱，钱包不，钱包就是，可能是谁？我说现在每年中了。 대화 얘는 되네. 대화. 실수하다. 그래서 해줘.
So as we all know the example of the how the dog's tooth gave birth to relics in the past, this one old woman had asked her son who used to travel to India from Tibet frequently on for business, and she kept telling the son to please bring back a tooth relic of the Buddha for her to worship, and on many occasions the son had forgotten, and finally when he one time on his return back to Tibet he remembered halfway through. And then he saw this dog, the corpse of a dog by the roadside, and he took one of the tooth of from the dog, and then he polished it very well and wrapped it well and sort of packaged it well, and then brought it home to his mom, presented it to the mother, old mother, and then said it was a tooth of the Buddha. So due to her great faith, she you know, venerated the that tooth and made lots of offerings and prayers and a very intense devotion towards it. And due to the power of faith, even that dog tooth, even though it's an ordinary dog tooth, it gave birth to lots of relics. So therefore, this is an example of how faith can work miracles due to the power of faith. So hence, faith is extremely important in the Dharma practice. And so, as we all practitioners of Vajrayana Buddhism, we all have our own deities to meditate upon, our own mantras to recite. However, to receive the full benefit from such practices, it's important to have faith. If we have the strong faith, then we're able to reap the full benefits of deity or mantra recitation practice as mentioned in the scriptures. So please try your very best to cultivate the factor of faith in your daily practices in order to receive the full benefit of them. 这个信心呢非常重要，我们既然是这个金刚圣的弟子呢，就是我们各有各自修持的本尊以及念诵的这个真言啊陀罗尼，那为了能够得到如这个经中或序中所说的这些功德殊胜利益的话呢，那我们应当有具有很强的这个信心啊。如果你信心强的话呢，那你的所修任何这个本尊法或持任何咒的话呢，就能圆满获得其中所在经中或序中所阐述的这个殊胜功德利益。所以在此呢就是开始不切就是劝请大家就是要多精进啊，在修持这个信心方面要多精进。
我听给我打啊那个打给打个专业说别给我那讲弄弄我
好了好了对呢这把这次多算他吧。
先别您不认得说这一说我说就算就这么
说。先把给把
了这把给把。
我那不能别说我要提前。我咋是不给就是没多少就让那些你的干嘛的如果能把心拿出来修一道咕噜让他们到了你要他要命。